Hello and welcome to Boarding Party's D&D campaign, featuring Bentley Woods, CJ, D Blackwater, Milo Reuter, and Phoebe Wilhelm. I'm Drew, the Game Master for the Laris region.
Phoebe is next to tackle the Idiola Gym. Will she withstand the icy challenge or be left out in the cold?
Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome to Phoebe's Idiola Gym Challenge.
Yeah.
Coming hot off the heels from D's.
Yes.
So, we have the Big Hound, also known as the Erste Hund, but the First Hound. It's right here. This is it. It's big. It's quite a large Arcanine. In D&D terms, it is a gargantuan creature. It's pushing 15 to 20 feet tall, weighs several tons. It's quite large. Has one cracked fang that has been replaced by just pure ice.
Okay.
That it's kind of like filled in for. And it lets out a big roar. And then it's Chester's turn to start us off. The first round of initiative goes to you as Janusz stands back here with what seems to be a stopwatch. All you have to do is serve. One team member has to be alive at the end of a minute to win.
Oh, just one?
Just one. You just need one. If one team member survives a minute, or you kill the Erste Hund.
This is so...
You can use any held items that they have. That's perfectly legal. You can use items on them if you want. It just takes their turn away to do it. So if you have like a potion and you want to use it, Phoebe can run out, use a potion instead of them taking an attack.
Okay.
But that'll do whatever it'll
do. That's their turn.
Yeah, that's their turn to do.
That is their turn.
In case it comes up.
Okay.
But Chester is the first to act. Chester the protester.
Chester, to kind of test the waters here.
Chester the water tester.
We is gonna move in.
Okay.
And he is going to do a rapid spin.
Yeah, okay. So we're gonna fling ourselves in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then can he go away?
Well, I don't know. What does rapid spin say?
It says may move up to the speed as part of his attack without provoking attacks of opportunity.
Okay. So that would let you move your movement speed up to him without using your movement.
Okay.
So you could then cover the 30-foot gap or however far.
Yeah.
That's easy enough.
Okay.
You can get all up in there.
I don't want to. Okay. It's fine. He's there.
So you're getting up in there,
yep.
And then you'd have to move a little bit more, because you do have to get... If you're within 3 squares of him, because the mini is not representative of the size...
Oh, okay.
You're good.
Okay.
If you want to do melee stuff. If you wanted to hit him with, like, Starstorm, you stay back where you are.
Okay. But rapid spin, he's got to get up there.
Yes. So rapido.
Rapido.
Rapido spin.
Chester.
Come on, buddy.
Let's do this.
Come on, Chester. Come on!
Oh, boy. 15.
All right, we're off to a rocky start as Chester is unable to find purchase on the big dog. You fling your way in there, and you, like, embed in the fur on the outside, which then kind of just rustles, and you fall off, and you're like, hoy! Unshaken, unbowed, unbent, un-Chestered.
Can you move back a little bit now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will save you the fear. This guy does not take attacks of opportunity.
Oh, okay.
He's too big.
Okay.
He is too big.
So he's just going to move back a little bit. Whoops.
Okay. Just do a little backflip.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Fling himself out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up next is Nubster, and William, you're on deck.
Nubster, it's been so long.
Yeah.
Okay, Nubster. Real recognizing real.
Yeah. Nubster's got some sauce.
Does he have to move in to do ancient power?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, ancient power is quite ranged.
So we are going to do, we're going to try to
lots of damage.
Ancient power here.
Okay. Go for it.
Nubster, you always come in clutch.
Always.
Always.
But only when the whole team's dead.
That's true. So. That's true. So right now he's going to miss. Yeah. This is fair.
He's not going to hit for a couple rounds.
Yeah.
Oh, just kidding.
That is... Wait, what does that mean? Is six? Oh, plus six.
Six plus six.
Okay, okay. So 21.
21. Beautiful.
Does that hit?
A beautiful hit. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This guy, this guy is not as egregious as some of the things that you fought.
Okay.
He just has a ton of hit points and hits like a truck.
Okay.
So it's... Okay. I told Devin, I'm like, this guy doesn't cheat like all my other villains. He's not immune to every status effect or anything. He's just big.
Okay.
So that
just
will
a big
hit.
Boy.
Yeah. If you roll doubles... If you roll doubles,
if I roll
this
double.
Guy is large enough, you could Ancient Power again, and I will allow you to target him, but only one extra time. Because technically, Ancient Power can chain to infinite enemies as long as there's multiple.
Right.
But this guy's large enough, I'll let you do it twice.
Okay. If I roll two of the same?
Yep. If you roll doubles on 3d8, if any two match, even if it's ones,
all right,
doesn't matter. And also, I'm going to change this from 3D8. Ground to rock type, because this is a rock type attack.
3d8.
Come on, Nubster.
Two
twos. So how much
so
did we
12,
do
12 total.
12 total. Okay. It's my distinct pleasure to tell you that the Ersterhund is weak to rock, because rock does not resist itself.
Okay. And so now I get to do it again.
Now you get to do it again. You have to roll the hit again.
But, oh, okay, okay.
But you can target him again with it.
Okay.
So Nubster does indeed come in clutch, but will he do it twice? He will. You're good.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you when you won't, but
okay.
That one I did the math real quick in my head. How'd you do this time?
17.
17?
Yes.
Holy cow. All right.
So,
good stuff.
Good start-ish.
Yeah.
He's like, Chester, this is how you do it.
Yeah. So, Nubster, you watch Chester completely foible it, and you take a second to think, and like rocks out of the mountainside just... and just fly out and just start pelting this massive hound in the face. That's a immensely good first turn from Nubster.
Yeah, yeah. Considering how he normally operates, yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
William, how are you going to follow this up?
All right, William. William is very aware that he's not going to really be that much of a damage dealer here. I mean, he'll get some hits in. Don't get me wrong, but... He's going to try to be a distraction more than anything else.
Okay.
But we're going to start out... He's still... When he can get a hit in, he's going to do Home Claws right now to begin.
Okay.
Is that his turn?
Yeah. Okay. So it'd be his... Unless it says it's a bonus action.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, usually unless it says something else.
No,
yeah, so you
no.
can... For the next minute, you can change from bludgeoning to slashing on Quick Attack, which really...
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't change much anymore with the way that we've done it. But basically, it just increases the damage by a d8.
Yeah.
Which is good. Okay, so your claws are honed.
He's honing them.
And you have advantage on attacks for the next minute, which is how long this combat is at most.
Okay.
So you have advantage on attacks for the rest of this combat.
So you don't have to worry about
until
that.
You're dead, or
until
it is. You have advantage on attacks. Okay. Are you moving at all? Do you want to run? Do you want to, like... You want to, like, get out of there. You want to go over here.
Yeah, yeah. Nubster will, because he can move really
Yeah,
fast.
William can go anywhere.
I said Nubster.
Pretty much okay. He wants. He can cover 80 feet using his movement and a bonus action. So you can't, he can just, he's gone.
Yeah,
he's out of here.
He's honing his claws. He's staring at it like.
Yeah. Hones the claws.
Hones the claws.
Sizes
like,
up this thing and goes, I'm going to be over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to head out. All right. Astrid.
Miss Astrid.
Yes. You have, at the moment, as many things as you can currently store. So you have, like, so many of those charges. Because, again, we haven't used her since you refilled, so.
Yes. So. We're going to just start out with a dark pulse.
Okay. We're going to do a dark pulse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's same deal. If you crit, you get to make the attack again. Could happen. The 5% chance. It could happen. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Oh,
so close.
So close.
Okay. It looks like a hit, though.
Yeah,
looks
18 pretty good. Plus 5.
That's good.
Okay, so
that's going to hit.
2d6.
2d6 dark damage.
Darky damage. Oh, 4.
4, all right. Hey, 4 is 4.
Okay.
Okay, it's a good hit. Astrid, you channel the power of shadow
and darkness
and throw it at the big dog, and you're like... And you use your little hooves to just reposition. We moving anywhere? We happy where we are? Probably a good strategy. There you go.
Bye bye.
BB.
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 Mr. Barry.
Boysenberry, seeing that Claremont was, I guess, a little nervous.
Yeah.
Is he's gonna hype him because he knows he's going after.
Yeah. Okay.
The beast.
Okay.
So he's gonna hype him.
He's hyped.
And
what's your bonus action?
He is then going to. He's gonna bulk up.
Okay, I love it. We got so much setup going on. You're like, Claremont, you can do this, and then you just start lifting a weight. You're
like,
get them gains.
he just has free weights.
Yeah.
And he pulls out.
Yeah. Okay. Are we moving? We staying where we are? We happy there? It's up to you.
He's going to move. Yeah. How much can he move? 30 feet?
Yeah. Okay. He can go 30 feet, so 6 squares.
And 15, 20, 25, 30.
Okay. It's a good call. You know, dispersing the squad. Because this guy's going to move forward.
Numbster is
like
not
a whole
afraid.
Bunch. He's going
to
go like.
Where do you want to go? To Numster's face?
Get him to like right here.
Right here?
Yeah. Because what he's going to do, because you got a couple team members out of range.
Okay.
He's not going to be able to hit everybody.
Right.
He's going to be able to hit 4.
Okay.
So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to go left to right. So we're going to start with Chester.
Okay.
Chester.
I feel like Chester's about to be taken out.
There's a 23 to hit Chester.
Yeah.
There's a 14 to hit Astrid.
Hold on, let me check. Yes, that just hits.
Oh, okay. It's a very high number to hit Nupster. And okay. Claremont, it is the same number as Nupster. I don't want to scare you, but it is in the high 20s.
Okay, yeah, so they all hit.
Yes. Okay, so what's going to happen is Chester, you're going to resist this damage until it hits you.
What is that?
So you're going to take 2 points of ice damage and lose your resistance to ice damage.
Oh, okay.
So just mark that somewhere.
So he's 2 points of damage.
Yeah, he takes 2 points of damage, which you can absorb with your steam vents.
Okay.
Is your ability.
That's true. Okay.
And then you're going to lose your resistance to ice and rock damage.
Ice, rock, resistance. For the whole time now?
Yes.
Okay.
Astrid is going to... is going to take 12 points of ice damage and then become vulnerable to ice and rock.
Why, though?
Nubster.
Vulnerable to ice, rock.
Nubster, because you're source infused with ice,
yes,
you cannot become weak to ice damage.
Yes.
So you will take 4 and ignore the other effect. So he takes 4 points of ice.
Okay.
As it basically just gets absorbed into your claws.
So he takes 4 points.
Your horns, your tusks. That's the word, not claws. Okay. Claremont.
Oh boy.
Takes six points of ice damage.
Okay.
Six points of ice. And then becomes vulnerable to ice and rock damage.
Does that mean weak?
Oh, yeah. So technically, Claremont takes normal damage from rock now. It's going to get a little noodly. It really only matters if it hits you with that again.
Okay.
If it hits any creature with that move twice, they're weak to every damage it can deal. Which is bad news bears. But that's all it can do. It runs up. I know it's a lot, but it hits 4 creatures with like a barrage of icicles stabbing out into everybody. And it kind of just holds the energy there. And then it's Claremont's turn.
Okay.
He's like,
all right, Claremont, buddy, you are hyped.
Yes, he is hyped.
I think we got to take right now. Work up later. We've got to take advantage of our hype. So he's going to try to do a karate-based...
We're going to do a rad karate-based attack?
Yeah.
Amazing. So. Okay. A rad karate-based attack. Yeah. We're hyped. We crit on a 19 to 20.
Yes. All right, Claremont.
It's buddy. We got this.
Come on. Come on.
You're hyped. You got your homie here. 13. Ew, that would be 19.
Hits. But just see if you crit.
Nope.
Okay. So we hit.
Okay.
We're doing 3d8 fighting damage.
Yes.
This thing is 4 times weak to fighting damage. But in D&D terms, you're going to do triple whatever you roll.
Okay.
Because we found that to be the easiest way to survive.
Too bad that didn't
in our lives.
Crit.
That would have been insane.
Wow. Okay. So 8.
8? So we're going to do 24.
24.
That's huge. Fighting damage is big damage here. Okay.
Big damage.
Claremont, you run up. You do a variety of karate-based flips. He's doing like the short front flip things where he's just landing more and more aggressively and then finally just kicks this thing in the face.
Mm.
And it's like... And Claremont just goes... That's round one. Chester. You're up. You have ice in your steam vents.
Yes. Okay, so
do it that way you will.
He's going to do... He's going for that. I think he did the hidden power.
Hidden power?
Yeah.
The power is inside you.
Yep.
Chester, use your power. All right, so we're just doing 6d6 damage.
3, 4, 5.
It just hits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to find...
Oh, you're trying to find more dice?
6 dice. Okay.
You got this. Oh, boy.
Okay. So, 5, 10, 15.
Okay.
21.
21 ice damage. Okay. Ice does resist itself.
Oh.
So, big boy's only going to take 10. However, it's 10 guaranteed damage.
Meh.
Which in this business is big news.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So, Chester.
Meh.
You unleash the power that's inside of the Pokemon. Open your little gem hatch and a bunch of ice shoots out. And then you close it up and you're like... And a bunch of deadbolts click so that nobody can rob you. And William's like noted for later. That's Chester. Do you want to move?
Yeah, Chester is...
Because you've seen this thing loves a cluster.
Okay, so he's going to go... He can move 30, correct?
He can. He can go 30.
10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He's going over here.
Okay. He's out of there. He's like, screw you guys. I'm out of here. Nubster, you're up.
Nubster.
Nubster is in Europe.
What?
Europe. It's his
turn. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, we got to go ancient power again.
Yeah. I'll let you know your other attacks will all do half.
Yeah, so that's not...
Why
would we do that?
Flinch would be huge, but honestly...
That's not really...
The potential for 6d8 super effective damage is pretty big, so...
Yeah.
I think just got to go for it.
All right, buddy.
Come on, pal. How'd you do?
Nope.
That doesn't look great.
It's 11
okay.
to hit, so...
11 to hit does not do... Nubster, your hair's in your eyes. You got like this going on.
He's like, I started us off. You guys finish
he's
it.
He's like, all right, I did 50 damage in round one. You guys catch up.
I did my part.
Okay. Nubster, I'm doing my part. Are you moving? Do you want to stay there? Are you happy where you're at?
Nubster's not afraid. He's like, you can't weaken me. He might move a little bit, though.
I'm not afraid. I'm just going to take 10 feet back real quick.
He can
I'm
do
not
30,
scared.
Right? He can do 30, right?
Yeah, he can go pretty far.
Okay.
He might be able to, he can go 35, so he can go extra square
35.
If you want to. Because he's a large creature.
Well, okay, he was right here.
Yeah.
Whatever-ish.
Yeah, it's just it's a rough guideline for you, pretty much.
Okay, hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
This move you just did.
Yeah.
If Nubster were to go, in front of Claremont, could he take that impact?
Because Nubster is a large creature and Claremont is medium, technically Nubster could give cover to Claremont.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's going to go...
I'd allow it.
He's going in front of Claremont.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was about to give you, three hints, and I'm like, no, you're figuring this out. You got this. Okay, so that's Nubster. Nubster, you miss, and then you're like, I'm out of here. Claremont, get behind me. William, you're so far away. William's on the moon. He's like, you got this. You can do it. So you can run, if you quick attack, you can go 120 feet.
If I quick attack?
Yeah.
What if I just want to go with sand in its face? Then can I get in there?
Then you have to go 80 feet. Because you can,
do I make that?
You can use a bonus action. You can basically move twice your speed. Because I think you're the only one that has a bonus action.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to throw sand in its eyes,
yes,
you just have to get within 20 feet of it. So within, if you can get within four squares by moving, you
80,
know,
I
like
get to do
16
eight.
Squares.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, this is easy.
Yeah, easy. Because you've only moved 50, so you just have
one
to.
More.
Yeah, so you've gone 55.
Okay.
Then you want to throw some sand?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's throwing sand.
All right. The DC is 14.
Yep.
I'm here to tell you,
oh,
I have
boy.
To roll a 5 or lower. Fail.
Oh, boy. This is not going to happen.
It's 18. You run up and
oh,
you
boy.
Throw sand, and it just goes. And you're like. Do you want to move still?
Yeah.
You
have, William's you like, have, I saw what happened.
Yeah. You have 5 more squares of running you can do.
Oh, boy.
Poor William.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it would have been sick because he would have been blind for a whole round.
Okay,
that's real bad.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he's
you
going
run behind.
Behind
Claremont.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, okay.
He's like, please.
All right.
I was trying to hope.
All right. Astrid.
Astrid.
You're up.
All right.
Figure it out.
Astrid.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's do that. Let's try that. We're going to try psychic.
Okay.
And then we might add some spheres here, but we'll see if it hits first.
Yeah. Well, here is where I've given you potentially too many hints. Because its intelligence is only 12. It's its lowest stat by far.
Really?
Yep.
It seems like
it gets a 9.
Smart boy.
So it fails. It is a hunter. It's not book smart. It got a 9.
Okay.
So it does
okay.
fail. So you can channel spheres
okay.
for extra
in
dice
of
damage.
In addition to the 2d8, right?
Uh-huh. So if you for each sphere you
each
expend,
another
it's an
d8.
Additional 1d8 psychic damage.
Okay.
But
so
they don't come back in this fight.
Correct.
So you gotta, you know.
Okay. And it failed. So
it failed, so it's going to take the full.
Okay.
It's taking minimally 2d8 psychic damage.
Okay, we're going to do... Listen, I'm not a gambler.
Okay.
We're going to be a little conservative still, save some of these spheres.
You don't want $200 in free bets?
No, I don't want $200 in free bets.
$200 in free spheres? Which is like 2 spheres?
So we're... We'll still add... We'll add 4.
4.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're doing 6d8 psychic damage?
Yeah.
All right. That doesn't sound like gambling to me. That sounds like a sure thing.
4.
6d8. Holy cow, Astrid.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Although I guess you could, if you wanted to be crazy, you could make it 11d8
yeah,
on
yeah.
the first attack.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Go big. Go big, Astrid. Ooh. Okay.
Okay, okay. That's not... Roll
Twenty-four. Okay.
I like that.
You've crossed an important threshold. You've crossed triple-digit damage dealt to the hound, which is pretty big. You've already done over 100.
Oh,
we're only in round 2.
Okay.
Keep up that pace. Astrid, where are you going?
Astrid
if
is
anywhere.
Like, oh my god.
You
oh
happy
my
where
god.
You are?
No.
No, you're not happy where you are?
No, I don't like it.
She's like, I want a new job. I'm not happy where I'm at.
What's her?
She can
was
go.
She 30 feet?
I believe.
Yep, 30.
Yeah,
feet.
30.
Okay.
When in doubt, 30 feet's a good guess. I think Shirley's the only one on your team that's lower.
15, 20, 25, 30. Okay. She's going back here.
Good.
She's going in the house. I'm just kidding.
Good call. BB.
BB.
Beebles.
Beebles. Okay. BB is going to... He's going to hype Nubster, because Nubster's clearly
okay.
the front line here
hyping
over
up
that
Nubster.
Situation.
Yeah.
So
you got advantage
like, you
on something.
It.
Got it. Come on, Nubster.
You can do it, Nubster.
Okay.
I've seen your power. He's...
Feel your power.
He's bulked up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What should he do? Like, he's going to go in for the... He's going to do a triple axel.
You're going to do the triple axel?
Drawn.
Okay. So, yeah, BB, you size up your target, and you... draw that sword and there's a beautiful silver sting in the air, the hound reacts. It sees that silver and there's like a glimmer of recognition in the eye. And BB, you're like, kind of dragging the sword behind. Go for it, BB. You make three attacks.
But I have to see if I hit.
Yeah. You get three attacks.
Oh, this is where I roll for each one? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So three attacks for each one, each consecutive hit does an extra die of damage.
Right.
And it's going to be four times super effective.
Oh my god, okay.
Which technically it would do if you didn't draw the sword either, because I'm now realizing you're triple axel just fighting into ice. So ignore what I said before. If you want to draw the sword or not, it doesn't matter. Fighting and steel are the two things that do four times damage to this.
Well,
so
he's
you're
gonna
good
keep
either
the sword
way.
Out.
Yeah.
He's so trying to get a little intimidation out here on the field.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So they all have a plus six.
Okay.
All you have to do is hit all of them, and then you're good.
All right. Here we
You've got it.
Here we go.
You got a good chance.
Not really good start.
Okay. That's not a good start. We got nowhere to go but up. Did you go down?
No.
Okay.
But it's not gonna hit.
Okay.
Okay, the last one hit.
Okay, so we hit
21.
21. So this is still going to be good because you're going to roll 1d8 and we're going to triple it. So it's still good.
Come on, 8.
You could do 24 damage on one hit.
Come on, buddy. Oh, imagine if he hit all three.
It would have been an insane amount of damage. You'd kill this guy in one turn. And I'd be like, well, there goes my challenge. That's a 4.
So
12.
12.
It's not bad. Okay.
That's all right.
Any amount of damage is good damage. This is a war of attrition because it's the hound's turn.
Oh, no.
And the hound is going to turn and face everyone.
Okay.
So this is where cover is going to come into play.
Okay.
This like bright blue energy begins to seep around the maw of this dog.
Okay.
BB and Nubster, I want you to give me a constitution save.
BB and Nubster.
And then, who's that? William?
William.
William and Claremont, I want you to do the same.
Okay.
But I want you to add 5 to your roll.
To whatever roll. Okay.
Because you are behind Nubster, who is like a beacon of ice.
Okay, so I'm doing BB and Nubster right now.
BB and Nubster.
Constitution
saves.
16 for BB.
BB succeeds.
Yes. Okay. And then Nubster is, I don't.
That looks pretty rough.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's why. Here's why I did these two separate, and it works out. They're both gonna take half. Nubster because this is ice damage. BB because you succeeded.
Okay.
And also BB because your sword is drawn. Ice does half damage to steel, so you're gonna take half from. You're gonna take a quarter of this.
Take a quarter. Okay. So hit me with the
and
numbers.
And it's pretty low. So this is...
It's not bad.
3
It's not
plus,
as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, not at all. So that's 9, 13, 19, 24. BB, you take 8. Nubster would take 12.
Okay. Nubster takes 12?
Yeah. Because Nubster just takes half, but BB succeeded the save and resists.
Okay.
So he's going to take a third.
And BB takes... Sorry,
I think I did my math wrong.
4?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 19, 24. Nubster resists but failed, so he takes 12.
12, okay.
BB resists and succeeded, so BB only takes 6.
Okay,
sorry,
6.
BB takes 6. I was like, well, how did my math get so weird? So BB takes 6, Nubster takes 12.
Okay.
24 is the damage that is approaching Claremont and William as well,
okay, but
they're going to add 5 to whatever they roll in on top of what they would normally get.
Okay, Claremont.
Claremonte.
William.
Claremonte.
In addition to their...
Yeah, on top of whatever they would get.
Okay, okay.
And then it's my distinct pleasure to tell you that the Hound does not recharge this breath this turn.
Okay,
this
cool.
isn't happening again anytime soon.
Okay, cool.
You got this. Those
oh,
both
not
look
bad.
Very promising.
Okay, so... 18, 19, 24 for William.
Okay, holy cow, William. All right, represent.
And then Claremont.
Okay, so William.
So 20, unnatural 20.
Okay, William, you're going to take 12 because you succeed. And
William takes 12.
It doesn't look like... ice has anything to do with fighting other than taking extra damage. So Claremont, you'll also take 12. As Nubster kind of like lessens the effect for both of you as well. As you're kind of hiding behind, he makes it a lot easier to not take the full brunt of this like blizzard-like effect. So you manage to get through another turn as it's Claremont's go, as you're kind of like... Come on, buddy.
All right, Claremont.
Come on, Claremont.
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 You can do it.
Yeah.
We believe in you.
He also, as a bonus action, he can invoke some runes. Let me know if you need any clarifiers.
Yeah.
He has three that he can do right now.
Okay.
As a bonus action. One of them is going to add 2d6 force damage to your next successful attack.
Okay.
Force damage, it just happens. It's just not affected by anything.
Okay.
Protection. You can take a hit for an ally and gain resistance to the damage type for that ally.
Okay.
So, like, it wouldn't work for the breath, but if he rolled to, like, attack Nubster, you could push Nubster behind.
Okay.
Take the hit for him and take half damage.
Okay.
Or you could just gain resistance to a damage type for a minute, which would undo your weakness ties.
So let's do that one.
Okay.
As the...
All right. So you... Claremont invokes the ring of... The ring. The rune of shielding, gaining resistance to ice, therefore losing his vulnerability, going back to resistance.
Okay.
If he hits you with that thing again, it'll knock you down to neutral.
Okay.
Then if he hits you a third time with it, you'll go down to weak.
Okay.
But as a bonus action, you can undo all of his progress.
Right.
So
okay.
Claremont's kind of a beast when it comes to the runes.
Right.
He also... Because it's been a hot minute as well.
Yeah.
For Sucker Punch,
yeah.
If the Hound attacks a single ally
okay.
within 5 feet of you,
uh-huh.
you have Sucker Punch for
to
Claremont.
Do.
You can just do it. It's a reaction. Happens on this
right.
guy's turn.
Right.
So that's the thing you can do.
Right. Okay.
But that's just your bonus action. You just turn your belt and that protection rune just turns into a little shield. And you get, like, this little hum all around your skin.
Okay. Okay, well, this would be the time to do it. He's going to do a workup.
Okay. We're working up.
Yep.
So you now deal an additional dive damage on all attacks, and everything crits on a roll of 18 to 20.
18 to 20.
Okay, that's huge. Okay, so Claremont, you work up, you resist ice.
Ooh, ooh.
So if you were weak to it, you can ignore that for now.
Get out.
Okay. Ooh. We enter round three.
Okay.
See, it's not so bad. It's not so scary.
Mm.
Chester.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's not so scary over here. I'm looking at all the numbers. I see everything.
Right there.
All right, Chester, how are we feeling? What are we going for?
I see everything.
You can't do hidden power until you expend ice and get another element.
Right.
But
same for Starstorm, right?
Starstorm, you could use ice right now. But once you use the ice, then you can get a new one. A baby.
Can he just do it as fire, though? Can he just do Starstorm?
Yeah, yeah. Without... So what it'll do is Starstorm's going to do 2d6 fire
right.
and 2d6 ice. That make sense?
Why?
Because you have ice within you.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
hidden power hits, and then when you use Starstorm, it'll go away.
Okay.
Chester's a little weird.
Okay.
I mean, he's lovely, but...
So we'll,
his ability's weird.
Whoops.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Okay.
We're going for a Starstorm.
Starstorm.
Okay. Starstorm, Chester.
You got this.
Yes.
Got a plus six to hit.
Chester, what's your dice? This is... Here we go.
Come on, Chester. Come on, Chester. That looks pretty good.
Okay. 22.
That hits.
Okay,
that's the view from here. Let's go.
Here we go.
Come on, Chester.
So is it 46?
Yeah, so just roll them individually, because the ice one's going to be resisted. The fire one's going to be neutral.
This is the ice.
Okay. The 7? Okay. So that one's down to 3.
6.
And then 6. Not bad. Okay. So Chester launches out a healthy little Starstorm, and that bright blue gem color kind of fades away, goes back to the normal red. Oh! Nubster. Unless Chester would like to move.
Chester's gonna hang out there.
Okay, we're happy in the back.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Nubster.
Nubster, I believe you're
is
hyped.
He's hyped, yep. And he is going to do Ancient Power.
Okay. I keep being like, I wonder what Nubster's going to do. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, the one sensible thing. You're hyped, so come on, Nubster. Crit. That's a hit, though.
Well, I already rolled the first one.
Yeah, but that's a hit.
Yeah, this is a hit.
That's a hit.
So.
That's a hit. Could have been a crit, but at least it's a hit. We take hits here.
We take them.
Hopefully, Nubster doesn't take hits. But Nubster's dishing them out. This is a good team for this.
10.
Oh, no doubles. But 10, that's good. That does extra. It's super effective. So, Nubster, you.
Doubles.
You channel some more rocks, and you think about hitting again, and then you think worse of it. You go, if I do that, the team won't learn.
No, Nubster.
All right, so you throw some boldies. I'm assuming you're happy where you are. The team's nice and sheltered behind you.
Yes.
Okay, as long as they're in that formation, because William is small, Claremont is medium, and Nubster is large, they can give each other cover.
The little Russian dolls. That. The nesting dolls.
Yes. The little Matryoshka Williams.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy there?
We're going to stay there, yeah.
You got it. Will I am.
William. William's going to move in for a quick attack.
Okay. So now is good. You have advantage on this attack because you have advantage on all of your attacks. Because you did the thing. You honed your claws.
I honed my claws.
Yes.
And then I get a 1d8
so if
I
you're
hit
gonna do,
addition.
Yeah, if you hit, you're going to do 3d8 plus 4
okay.
neutral damage. So come
neutral
on.
Neutral damage. Come
get
on.
Get it.
Come on, William.
Come on, Willie.
Get that quick attack and move in, baby.
That looks pretty good.
19.
That'll hit, but you have advantage. You might crit.
Oh.
You might as well.
That's true. Crit from William!
Okay, so roll 3d8, add 4, double it, because we crit. William, you size up your mark, and you see a weak spot, like right between one of the ribs, and you're like, whoosh!
Yeah!
And you just, he like barrel roll dives under a paw coming down to crunch him. Come on.
Okay.
That plus 4... That's pretty good.
So 15 plus 4 is 19.
19 times 2 is
38.
Heck yeah, William!
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 And then he's moving back to where he started.
Holy cow. William, you clarify this thing's mortality in a single strike. You leave like a little gash under the ribs. This is the first hit you've done that's drawn blood. And you're like...
This is the first hit he tried. He just tried to throw sand at first.
Yeah! Just full Wolverine.
I think that's the most damage anyone's dealt yet.
Nubster did a lot.
Did
that
he?
first round, I think
I
he
did
50.
I thought he did... Like,
he did double.
Rock damage
is double.
Okay, you're right.
And if BB could hit. Anyways, Astrid. Astrid, you're up.
Astrid. Mm-hmm. All right, madam.
Madam Astrid. Dinkies.
She's waiting on the... A big kahuna move, so she's gonna...
A big kahuna.
She's gonna do... She's gonna try to do psychic again.
Okay, so we are gonna make... A save with plus 1. That's a natural 17 to an 18. So he'll take half of 2d8.
Half?
He still takes half.
Okay. If she hits. No.
She did.
She did.
Because that's the save one.
Yeah. Okay. My God.
I got you. I know what you're saying.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, half from 2 dice can't be lower than 2. But, yeah, Astrid, you're like, I will break your brain. And the hound just goes, rawr! And you're like, later.
I didn't mean it.
Yeah. BB.
Okay, she's going to move over here.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're going to back it up. Bag it up.
Yes.
Just bag it up.
Back it up.
BB.
All right, BB.
Come on, BB. Go big, BB.
Who's he gonna hype?
If only he could hype himself.
I know, right?
Oh, I guess I could. I will let you know. If you have a Pokemon that doesn't know what to do, if they're within 5 feet of another one, they can help that one.
Help
BB
them?
Can do it at range. That's hyping.
Okay, okay.
So if you have someone you're like, I don't know what to do, they can help somebody, give them advantage on their next attack.
Okay, and then that's their turn.
So they could just give up their turn and say, I'm going to help you do whatever you do.
Okay.
That's allowed.
Okay.
That is a thing you can do. They don't even have to move like close to the guy.
Just be like,
just
I'm
be
helping
within
you.
5 feet of your friend. You got this. BB can just do it as a bonus action. They can do it as their action.
Okay.
Just so it's out there.
Okay, so BB is going to... He's going to hype Nubster again.
Okay.
Just because again...
Yeah, because Nubster, if you just... If you crit, you get to roll it again anyway. So just...
But he's also protecting.
Yeah. He's the hero we need.
Yeah. So, okay. And then BB, he's trying it again. He's going for that triple axle.
Okay.
He's like, I can do it.
All right. Give me three attacks.
I can make all of them good. I can do this.
This team could put out a lot of damage.
If they would hit.
If they would hit.
That'll hit. 17 plus 6.
Huge.
23. Yeah.
Come on. Oh. Combo breaker. Come on. Get one more. At least hit twice.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh. No. Dang it, BB.
All right, BB. Same deal. Roll 1d8 and triple it instead of potentially 6d8 and triple it. You could do 240 damage to this thing if you could just get your act together. If you crit and rolled max, you could do 480 damage. Okay, is that a three?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have to talk about it.
So 12?
Nubster just runs in. Ah! Or BB runs in just... Ah!
He pulls back.
Yeah.
No.
He like lands the sword on the front of the head and then like jumps up and tries to kick down. He's like, it's not working, man. I can't get in. But he also knows that it's about to be the hound's turn. And I've brought up all of these things on prior turns to let you know that like you can shield things because he's going to try to tackle Nubster.
Shield things?
Yeah, like Claremont.
Oh.
So you can, like, sucker punch right now.
Okay.
Because he's
going
to run in.
He's trying to hit Nubster.
Yeah, he's going to try to hit Nubster.
Nubster or BB or... Bleh. Claremont will
So
sucker
Claremont
punch.
Can sucker punch.
Okay,
you make an attack roll. You add 6.
Okay.
And if you hit, you can do 2d10 damage. And you crit on an 18 to 20. Come on, Claremont. Come on. That'll hit.
20?
You're
yes.
good.
Okay.
So that hits. You roll 2d10 dark damage.
2d10.
Before this thing even impacts into Nubster. As it's like leaping towards him, you go, skirt! You go like right under the belly and get a little sucker punch in.
Oh! 13.
13. Okay, so he takes 13 damage. Most importantly, because he did hit Nubster with a dirty 20. He has to roll at disadvantage because you hit him with the sucker punch.
Okay.
He got way higher.
No!
So you saved him.
No!
But his initial roll was a dirty 20. The other one was a 27. So you got him hit a little bit less. Nubster, you do resist ice. So same deal.
Kay.
You're
going to
take
half?
You take half of this.
Half of this?
Which is 14. You're only going to take 7, but he's gonna knock you prone.
No!
So he, like, pushes you to the side and tries to bite your underbelly. I'm going to give him disadvantage on this one, too, because this is technically the same attack. Nubster, does a 15 hit you?
Just.
I'm terribly sorry.
No!
You take 2 points of damage. It's 2 ones. You take 2 points of damage, unaffected by anything. It's just 2. But that's the hound. It runs over, leaps on top of Nubster.
No, you...
Bites him, pushes him down, and then starts, like, clawing at the belly. And Claremont, you just go... You're like, take one of these, call me in the morning. I got truth and justice right here. Right in the face.
Kissing the face.
Claremont, it's now your turn.
Claremont's pissed.
Claremont's so mad. He's like, oh, what'd you say to my friend? What'd you say? Sucker punch. Get him.
Alright.
Alright. So Claremont, it's your turn.
Claremont.
You can do invoke runes again if you want to, or you can keep the same one. Right now you resist ice.
So if I change it, does that go away?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It would just sub into a different thing.
I see. He's going to keep it for now.
Okay.
Well.
You also have no guard as your ability. So even if you're not hyped, you can choose to roll your attacks at advantage. But then it gets an advantage on attacks against you.
Oh.
So it's up to you.
No.
But you would do... I mean, if you crit with red karate-based attack, though. Holy cow. Anyways. Whatever you want to do. Yeah, I think your rune choice is pretty choice right now. Because it's good.
Maybe if it gets real dire up in here.
Yeah.
I think I'll maybe get a little riskier.
If I'm honest, it's better to do that when you have, like, one hit and you're down. Yeah. And then just be like, you know what?
Yeah, why not at this point?
Let's finish this way we started it, Tom. Together. Yeah. Leap off Hogwarts Tower. Spoilers for Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Okay, so he's going to keep that. He's
like
going
10
for
years ago.
Rad karate base.
Yes!
Move. Come on.
Okay. All right. And we're not doing no guard, so we're just running in.
We're just
plus
running
six
in.
To hit. You've got a 60% chance to hit. No, I did that backwards. You have a 40% chance to hit on the dice.
I was like,
you can do this. You got to roll a 12 or higher. No! Claremont, no! You run past Nubster, and you go, you hit my friend, and you leap up, and Phoebe, you hear Claremont yell, friend, and then punch the ground, like, right in front of the hound, and you're like, good job, try. Do you want to move back there? I'm going to go back behind where you were. Is he just like,
I missed. Yeah.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
He's very fast. Not everyone knows that. All right. That's Claremont's turn. Chester.
Claremont.
We're at the top of round 4.
Okay.
You're doing great.
So.
Just hang in there.
Can Chester, since Nubster's knocked prone.
Yes.
Can he be like, help him get up? Does he have to move over to do that?
Yeah. Nubster just has to use half his movement to get up. That's all he has to do.
Oh.
So on his next turn, it's just half his movement to stand. But then if you wanted to leave, you just lose half your movement.
Oh, okay.
It's not as bad. It's worse because he gets to make a bite attack against you at advantage when you're prone. That's his whole thing.
Okay.
That's like his big attack is tackle you, knock you prone, and then try to go for the throat.
Okay. He's going to hit him with another Starstorm.
Okay. All right, on a hit, we're doing 2d6 fire damage.
Yes.
Which is a straight roll.
Straight roll.
But you know what?
We take those here.
Ooh!
Okay. 25.
Yeah. All right.
2d6.
Come on, Chester.
Straight damage.
Big hits. Oh!
For the love of the dice.
Chester, come on.
For the love of the dice.
Chester. It's because Chester wants a fair fight. He's like Goku.
No, Chester.
He's like, I want you to be at your strongest when I destroy you. And the hound's like, are you sure about that?
You absolute sicko.
Chester, are we staying where we are?
Chester's staying there.
All right, we fire off a beautiful fiery beam. Hits right into the back haunch. For 2 damage.
Barely.
2.
Barely hits.
Nubster, you're hyped. It's your turn.
Nubster. He's getting up.
You've got advantage.
So he's going to stand up.
Okay. We're standing up.
And then. That's.
Just shake it up.
Yeah. He's shaking
Swift?
It off.
Well, is Nubster's a Swifty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't afford those tickets.
Yeah.
Too far for that. Ancient power.
Show me your power! Okay, that's good, but you could crit. Come on. Okay, well, I mean, either way. The real important biz is the damage.
It's true.
You just gotta get that.
Get that damage.
Yes. It's super effective.
Any doubles?
And if you roll doubles, you get to try again.
Doubles?
So
okay,
that's
so 14,
so 28. Oh my god.
Okay. So we're
You're
trying
kidding.
Again.
So Nubster, you've officially bloodied the hound in round 4. You're ahead of schedule. Roll me another attack. Try to hit.
This is not an advantage.
This was not an advantage.
Okay,
you used your help, but
okay.
Either way.
Dang it.
Oh no.
Dang it.
Okay.
Dang it.
But Nubster, as you land a solid hit, everybody can see the hound kind of buckles for a second and has to kind of right itself and shake off. You've crossed a threshold ahead of schedule. I'm just saying, things are looking a little dangerous, but there's reason to be hopeful. Nubster, are you staying where you are? We happy there being a wall? A wall for our friends?
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Well,
no?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because okay. Claremont would be left. No, but he's got his shielding.
He does. He does
so
have a shielding.
So you know what? And then William can move wherever Nubster goes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Nubster's going to move.
Okay.
And he can go 30, right? 35.
He can go 35. He can go 7 squares.
10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
Okay. He's vaguely behind.
Yeah.
Good to know. Okay. Will I am.
Will I am.
Will I ain't.
William is going again. He's going for that quick attack.
Yes.
William.
Get another crit, William.
William!
You've got advantage because you're William.
William!
He's the strongest among us.
He's
he's on that ship getting all the tasks done with aliens. Come on. You have advantage, so we're going to not talk about that natural one. Just don't do that again. Come on. There you go. The highs and lows of William's career.
Natural one. 17.
Okay, so he gets 3d8.
3d8 plus 4. Come on.
11.
11.
Plus
okay.
4 is 15.
So 15.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
All right.
15.
Again, you've crossed the halfway point. Those little incremental hits and then Nubster's insane damage and Claremont and Boysenberry's insane damage. It's working.
And William is going to run behind Nubster.
Okay. So William's like, see ya!
He's like, good luck, Claremont.
All right.
Good
Astrid.
Luck, good luck.
What are we thinking?
Astrid. Energy pulse just hits, right?
Energy pulse just hits?
Just hits.
But it'll expend all your charges and you get one back because you hit one guy.
Right.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a ton of damage.
It's true.
You would do like 6d12 or something. Or 5.
I have 5.
Yeah, you do 5d12 damage just immediately. But it would limit you for the rest of this. But I mean...
We're going to do it.
You're doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Are you doing all 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so,
you know what? Let's...
Oh, you have to. You may unleash all of your charges. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So you're doing it.
Kay.
So you're going to go down to one sphere and you're going to do 5d12
yep.
dark damage.
He's like, I must help my friends.
I must help them.
I must help them.
I have
them.
To do this.
I must
I got it. You don't understand. My team's over there. I got to help them. My team needs me. I'm going to unleash an energy pulse.
So 5.
Is this the first time she's done this?
No, she
has to have done this before.
I think she did it before, just not all of... No, she would have
I don't think
to.
You had this many last time. I think you had like 2.
Yeah.
And you might have hit like 3 things. Okay.
Okay.
So 5d12 dark damage.
Here we go.
Holy cow. And then Astrid's going to be a little limited for the rest of this, but you know what? Go big, you know?
Oh, come on.
Two ones? But an 11 and a 9 and a 6. So
11, okay.
So 28.
11, 12, 13. Yeah.
All right. I did that too fast. I didn't trust myself. But there we go. Okay. Astrid, you see the hound buckle from the last hit, and you go. And there's this rift that opens in space up above. And this, like, plasma beam just shoots down, coating the hound in moonlight. And one little sphere just gently floats through that rift and just, like, heads over to you. And you're like,
great.
Yay.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we happy where we're standing?
Yep, she's going to stay over there.
Boysenberry.
Boysenberry. Come on, buddy.
For once.
For once.
Just do it. Do it.
He is going to hype... Claremont this time.
Okay. Hype and Claremont.
And then he's going for that triple axel.
I believe in
Dang
you.
Dang it!
I believe in you. I mean, what else are you gonna go for?
I mean, he could do his awesome
You could fake
move.
Out You could, yeah. Although the point of the fighting move is to, like, grapple them, but this thing's way bigger than you.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no way.
I mean, honestly, you might as well. Because if you land the three triple axles and one of them is a crit, there's a good chance you just kill this thing because of how math works.
All they ever say in figure skating, if you can land the triple axle.
Yes. I've got to give him another one that's like a triple Lutz or something.
Yeah, that's right. That's a triple Lutz.
Do my little thing. A little
triple
jump.
Lutz.
Yeah. I can't even stand on the skates of people out there like spinning at Mach 3. All right. Good luck.
Come
All of
on.
This to say good luck.
Come on, BB.
Come on.
We believe
Just
in
crit,
you.
Just crit the third one. Okay, that's not great, but you got nowhere to go but up.
Crit for the second one.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on. Come on. Holy cow. So two hits,
one was
so
a crit.
So here's what happens with multiple hit moves.
Okay.
You crit, so I want you to roll 2d8 plus. Well, actually, just do this one first.
Okay.
I don't want to confuse both of us.
Yes, let's
So
okay,
do 2d8 first.
2d8.
Because when you crit, I count as you hitting a second time in one hit. So 2d8 fighting damage.
Does this include his bulk up?
No.
Okay.
So you're going to do 2d8. Plus 2. So roll 2d8, add 2.
2d8, add 2.
And then we're going to triple it.
Okay.
Because this is going to be insane. Actually, oh my god, this is going to be a lot more than I think it is.
Okay, so...
What did we roll?
2d8, 7.
7. So...
9, add the 2.
9. So you crit. So it's 18.
Okay.
It's 3 times weak to you.
Okay.
So we're going to do 72 damage.
Okay. Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
With the first kick.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you're going to do 2d8 more because you landed 2 in a row. BB crit on a thing that this is 4 times weak to. I might have the... Okay, hold on. I might have the math wrong. You did 18.
18.
18 times 2 is 36. Oh, no. It's plus 18 again. So it'd be 18 times 3. So it's not that. It's 54. It's 18, not 70.
Okay.
It's 54 in one kick.
54.
Still incredible.
That's a strong kick.
Yeah, so 54, which you could very easily do again.
Okay, and then now he's...
Holy cow. I didn't even think about this. I was Ice Rock's going to be good.
That's with the weakness, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was... You did 9 to start.
7 plus 2.
Yeah.
9.
And then you crit,
yeah.
So that's doubled to 18.
Okay.
Then it's weak to you, 36. Then it's weak again because it would be times 3 from the original hit.
Okay.
So it would have been... 27, but because you crit, it's 54 on one kick.
Okay.
That's insane. So BB has the new record for the most damage in this fight. Barely eking out above Nubster.
Okay. 7.
7 there, so 7 plus 2. And then he's weak to it.
No, that's so... 5 plus 2, 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so 7.
Yep.
And then he's weak to you twice, so it's 21 more damage. BB, when you hit... It's insane. I was running this with D, and I'm like, if you bring Poisonberry and Claremont, this could go really fast. Okay. So, BB, great stuff. Are you staying where you are? Are you happy there?
No, BB's going to get out of here.
Okay, you're going to get out of there.
He's going to be like...
Because, yeah, everybody's pretty... Uh-oh.
No, that's not a good... I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's going to go behind Claremont, right?
Okay, he's going to go behind Claremont?
Yeah, he's going to... Claremont, protect
okay,
me.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
Protect me!
BB!
Help!
BB, you are the same... You are classified as the same size as Claremont, which is unfortunate. So you get an extra plus 2 to your AC.
Okay.
William, you get a plus 5 to your AC because Nubster is a size larger than you.
Okay.
Chester gets no bonus. Astrid is out of range.
Okay.
He's going for the thing that's going to add some weaknesses.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Chester.
Okay, Chester.
Is a 15 to hit you.
God, that just hits.
Oh
Can
my
you
God.
Just... One lower, please.
Claremont is a 26. But you resist it right now. You're going to lose your resistance. So as a bonus action, you can get it back.
Okay.
BB, you have an extra...
2?
You have an extra 2 on your AC.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. You got a 28.
That's no.
So unfortunate. Nubster is a 12 to hit. And then William, you have a plus 5 to your AC, and it's a natural 1.
So
okay,
so Nubster
and William both miss.
Are fine, okay.
Everybody else is taking a little bit of heat.
Okay.
So
what am
Chester,
I rolling?
You don't have to roll anything.
Okay.
Chester, you're going to take 10 points of ice damage.
Okay, Chester.
And then you're going to now be weak to ice from here on out, because you resisted it the first time, then it was neutral. Now you'll be weak to it, so you take 10 this time.
10 this time, okay.
Claremont, you resist it.
Okay.
So you would take 9, but it's going to be 4.
Sorry, hold on.
You're fine.
Wrong. 10.
No, take your time.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Claremont, you're going to take 4.
4.
And then you're going to... Your rune will lose efficacy until you do it again.
Okay.
BB. You take 6.
6?
Yeah, and then you're going to gain a vulnerability to ice and rock damage. Because same deal, you went from resist to neutral. So now you're going to be weak to it, which is scary.
Okay.
And then Nubster and William dodged.
Dodged.
And then...
Darling's out of range.
Yeah.
Astrid.
And then because I'm a fooligan, this guy's going to activate the ability that he should have done on like turn 1. And everywhere within 10 feet of him gets exceptionally icy.
Okay.
Melee attackers are going to start taking cold damage if they move near him.
Okay.
Or if you start your turn near him, it's cold.
Cold.
But he's not going to move. But he's going to stay right there. Fires off those icicle beams, and then ice begins to swirl around him.
Okay.
Because that's like his whole thing, and I didn't do it.
Okay.
Oh, well. It happens. Anyways, Claremont, it's your turn.
So Claremont and BB are taking
Yeah, they're
going to
take a little bit of heat when they run in. Or a little bit of cold, I should say. BB, because you're now vulnerable to it, you're going to take double. Claremont, if you activate your rune as a bonus action,
yes,
you'll take half.
Okay, he'll do that.
Okay.
All
right, so bonus action, you reinvoke the rune of shielding, and you get nice and warm. And you're like, ha 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 ha. Although this might not matter because we're in round 4 and this guy's health is looking really bad.
Nice and toasty.
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay, and he's at advantage. He's been hyped.
Yes.
So
Claremont
he's
has advantage.
In. Rad karate-based move.
Let's go. Okay, a rad karate-based
Here we
move.
Go.
Here goes the beam.
Okay. Unnatural 20, but we'll see.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, no. But
okay.
We hit.
We hit these.
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to do 4d8 fighting damage.
Yes.
Which is going to be tripled. This is insane. I didn't even think about this. Fighting in steel, or this thing is Achilles heel. This thing will die.
Okay. 15.
15 tripled, 45. Holy cow. Okay. Claremont. BB hypes you up. Goes, you could do it, big guy. And you look at Phoebe and go, get him! And you just like start pummeling and you're like,
Yes, Claremont.
Good.
Your English is great.
He's working on it. Alright. We're on the top of round 5.
Okay. Halfway.
And this guy
we've survived
is showing some severe wear and tear at the halfway point. But Claremont, because you did hit him, you take 3 points ice there.
Okay.
Because you resisted. But because you ran in there.
Right. Okay.
Chester, you don't have to worry about that because you're a ranged attacker.
Chester
the
is...
The split up strat and the cover is is genius.
He's doing...
I'll have to perfect the formula. Sorry, everyone who hasn't gone yet.
He's doing... Just kidding. Starstorm.
Okay. PK Starstorm. Let's go.
Yep.
Bring it in. That looks really good.
It'll be 18.
Oh, I can finally tell you the hits exactly. 18 is what you
need.
Because on average, you guys just have to roll a 12.
2d6. Here we
go. Across the party. All right, come on. Straight damage.
10.
You're,
Slot better than you're, 2.
Dude, you're closing in.
Slot better than 2.
You are closing in on murder.
I mean, if some of these would have hit.
Yeah. I did not realize how perfectly suited your team was to killing this, and I'm very happy for you. Don't take that as like me being sad. Nubster, you're up next.
Nubster.
This is me saying I never know how to balance an encounter. I'm like, this will be difficult. No.
He's doing that ancient power.
Okay, come on, Nubby. Get a straight roll. Just crit. I'm going to laugh when you crit and steal the kill.
No.
Oops.
So close. It was so close.
You got a 19 on there, so that's good.
So 25.
Yeah. So same deal. If you roll doubles at all, if you roll the doubles, you're going to get an extra attack. Oh, okay.
Eight.
It's still 16 damage. Still does double. All right. This guy's looking.
Really?
But he's still hanging in there. The BB hit for
the
like...
The BB hit for like...
for like 80
70?
Damage.
Oh.
I think you did 100 damage in the first round, and then from then you've been 100 damage around on average. So Nubster, you throw some boulders, slam into this thing. There's like blood starting to pool. There's bruises and gashes all over this thing. As William... Size up your target.
He's going in for that quick attack. He's going in for one of those soft bruise spots from a boulder.
Yeah, the claws are still honed.
Here we go, William.
Holy cow. It's cheap. Okay.
Is it advantage, right?
Yeah, you got advantage. Mm-hmm. You honed your claws.
18.
Okay. I've said it a million times. William is probably my favorite mechanically. He just feels good.
Yeah.
Like, it just, he feels well-balanced.
Yeah.
Everyone else is, like, all over the board. William's like, I am consistent. I am lovely. I will murk you.
15.
15, look at that.
15, buddy.
Okay.
William!
He's like, you're closing in. I keep saying that, but, like, usually...
You keep saying that,
usually when you're closing in, because the health bar is red, they're down to, like... 20?
Yeah.
But he's just getting low. But you're doing great. William, you run in there. William, you do take a little frost.
A little bit of frost.
You do take 7 points of ice damage when you run in there.
Okay.
But you run in there, and then you get back out, because he hasn't been able to hit you to make you vulnerable to it.
Yeah.
So you just run away.
He's not pulled that vulnerable card.
Yeah. Astrid.
Astrid.
You have one sphere.
She's going to keep that sphere for now, but she's going for psychic.
Go for psychic.
Yep.
Okay, so we got to make an intelligence saving throw.
Yes.
He gets a 19.
Wow.
So
half
he's
going to
half it, but it is guaranteed damage.
10, so 5.
Okay, 5 more. It adds up. It's adding up. I'm watching this HP just tick. Lower and lower. Boysenberry's up.
Boysenberry!
Oh, no. This might be, like, the fastest gym. Who knows?
Boysenberry, he's like, I'm still feeling pretty healthy.
Yeah.
He's gonna hype Claremont again.
Okay.
He's like, Claremont, he's looking him in the eyes. Well, you know what? He's not gonna do this yet, because he's not close to death.
Moisturized in my lane.
Yes.
Feeling good.
He's like, I'm gonna do it, Claremont. I'm gonna run in there.
I'm gonna go. Okay. BB, when you run in there, you're gonna take... a lot of cold damage, but you might just kill him. You doing it?
Yep.
Okay.
If it's going to be that bad.
No, you're just going to take cold damage, but you're weak to it now because he hit you with it twice.
So you're going to take like quad?
No, you're just going to take double whatever's on this dice right here. Which, as far as I can tell, you can take it. But that's the only hint I can give you.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how much damage you've taken.
I haven't taken too much for BB.
I mean, because, again, there's a real chance you just run in there and kill him.
Okay. But in case this is his last turn, he's going to look at Claremont.
Grab him by the jowls.
Yeah, he's like, I believe in you. He's like, I'm going in. If I don't take him out, it's up to you.
Okay.
And then he runs in.
And you feel the ice start to cling to you. You take 16 points of ice damage from getting close.
Okay. Honestly, that's not as bad as I thought it would be.
I just wanted to make it clear. I'm like, you're probably going to live, but just so it's out there. If you don't kill him, you're going to be very close and also take a lot of damage.
Okay. And so, then we're going in for that
all right.
Triple X.
You run in
baby.
There, leap into the sky, legs raised. Come on, give me 3 attacks. If you hit with these, it's over. Come on. Is that a natural 1?
Yep.
Come on, BB. Thankfully, get 2 more tries. Is that another natural 1?
Yeah.
B- Phoebe, you just gave a whole speech.
I know.
A whole speech.
He gave a whole speech.
Okay, it's no longer possible for BB to kill this thing unless he crits. So, let's see it. Is that it?
He crit.
He crit! He crit! Oh! So, BB, you run in there. You see a paw coming down.
As he can't hit, a tear just freezes over it.
You slide under one paw. Grab onto the hair tuft, fling yourself up, grab the other paw that's coming down at you, fling around, carve your sword through the tusk, you land up top, swords out, coming down. Roll your damage. 1d8, quadrupled. There's a chance.
Oh my god.
Come on. Don't roll. Just get him.
Eight
plus two.
Ten.
Is 10. Times two because you crit is 20.
20.
Times two because he's weak to you.
40.
Well, times three is 30. Times four because he's weak to you again. 40 damage. Points, if you can guess how many hit points this thing had left.
Right now?
Right before this attack kills him. You did 40 damage, you had 38 hit points left. You run in, you leap up, you're flinging yourself off various body parts. Your sword comes out, you can see the breath had just recharged. It's turning on your pal Claremont and Nupster, and you just go... The sword impacts the top of the forehead, but you're a man of honor. You, rather than decapitating someone's arcanine, you turn the blade sideways, knowing it's a mortal strike right at the edge of the neck. And the hound bows its head, allowing you to slide gracefully off the side. As Janusz whistles, and the arcanine rejoins him at his side.
He sprays
a green concoction on the wounds of the first hound, healing its wounds completely. He will offer 6 of these to your team so you can heal with a full restore.
Yes.
Fully regenerated. Alongside those treaties, you get a little ice cube mountain, and inside is a red glowing coal-like ember.
Okay.
Get the glacier badge, representative of your time on Mother Mountain. Mm. He'll hand that to you. And also an opal, about yay big, roughly equivalent in value to $200.
Wow.
If you want, you can just take the monetary value.
No, I'll take the opal.
Or you take an opal
if
you want
opal.
It.
I'll take the opal.
Okay.
That just sounds cooler with $200.
Janusz will walk over, big arm outstretched as you're holding on to your newly empowered icy staff.
Yeah.
And I was laughing with Devin because I forgot this guy's supposed to have like a super thick British accent. And I was just going like, welcome back to Ediola. So he'll walk over to you. Congratulations, Miss Wilhelm.
Thank you.
It is my pleasure to leave the staff in your care. May it guide you well.
Hopefully. Any advice?
Take it slow.
Okay.
The runes are powerful, but you must not let the power consume you.
Right. I got Claremont, too.
You do. Your friend fights well, as Claremont's out there, like, petting the big dog. He has a good heart.
Yes.
I see it.
100%.
Well,
I'll follow his lead.
I have to mop the floor with your friends. I have a reputation to uphold of being the hardest gym. It's not going well. It's good to have young challengers as strong as yourselves. Your world is in good hands. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
In what is to come.
Thank you.
And if you need me, you have my calling card, and he'll notion to the badge.
Oh. What, do I, like, tap it, or...?
Break it.
Oh, break it?
Yes.
But then I won't have the badge.
You will keep the core.
Oh, okay.
But all the right. Ice around there will never melt.
Oh.
But if you do that, I will know where you are, and we will come to help.
Sweet. Well, I appreciate it. This was very fun. I thought it was going to go a lot worse.
Your team is strong. Stronger than they know. Congratulations.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your rest while I scrap with the rest of these children. As you can see, Bentley and CJ are like, put me in, coach. Put me in, coach. I want to go. I want to do it.
Wait, are they technically watching or no? Okay.
Yeah, everybody's technically seeing all of this unfold. Okay. That's why I'm being a little more forthcoming with like, yeah, these are the resistances. This is kind of what you're seeing.
Okay.
This is how these abilities work.
Because it's not really like the other gyms.
Yeah. No, this one's definitely more of a test your mettle.
Okay.
But congratulations! You did it!
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yay! BB and Claremont.
Yeah.
William got some good hits in. Nubster.
William got a really good hit in.
Chester got a couple good in.
Yeah.
So did Astrid.
Yeah, everybody did really well. But I'm gonna get all these stopped up, and we're just going to say thank you, everybody, for watching.
Yes, thank you.
I'll see you in the next couple of these. Hopefully you're enjoying them as much as we are.
Good luck.
Having fun with this one. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Phoebe stands victorious with the Glacier Badge in hand and a direct line to Janusz. But how will Bentley hold up? If you enjoyed this episode of Boarding Party, please consider leaving a like on the video to show your support. If you'd like to see more of the Tots and stay up to date on the Laris region, why not subscribe to the channel? If you'd like to help us out in other ways, you can follow the links in this video's description box to our Patreon. From there, you can join the discussions in our Discord server, or check out the post show, still rolling, and get a recap of every session with myself and the crew. Let us know in the comments below what you think about the Etiola Gym Challenge, and thank you so much for watching. We'll catch you next week as Bentley makes his attempt.